Newsbreak podcast.
He provides two grounds on which he believes that the Constitutional Court should hear this matter. Firstly, on the basis that the court has exclusive jurisdiction over this matter because it is a fundamentally constitutional question. It relates to the relationship between the national legislature, being Parliament, and the office of the head of state, being that of the President. And therefore that the only court that has the competence to determine a question of this kind is the Constitutional Court. In the alternative, he also says that if that is not applicable, then he, in the basis of the public interest and the speedy resolution of this dispute, that he should be granted direct access to the Constitutional Court, because ultimately this is a matter that will have to be determined by the Constitutional Court. And it will save a lot of time without having to go through the High Court, the Supreme Court of Appeal, and then to the Constitutional Court.
Well, then, you know, taking what you've just said into account and from your understanding of Constitutional Court matters and the application of the law in this regard, you know, what do you think is likely to happen here?
Well, I think the chances are that the court will agree to hear the matter because it is it's a critical issue of constitutional importance. And the court, I think, will be swayed by the arguments that are put forward by in the President's application that it is appropriate for them to consider and dispose of this this issue of the validity of the report of the independent panel.
And I'm going to ask you finally a question on another constitution, and I wonder, you know, how you'll respond to that. Looking at the ANC constitution, which has that provision for step aside, which has been a big buzzword for the year, taking into account that this could go to the Constitutional Court, what grounds does that give the ANC to apply step aside?
Well, I don't think there's any relationship between the two, because for the ANC step aside rule to kick in, there needs to be a formal criminal charge laid against the President, and we're a long way away from that happening. The parliamentary process is not about criminal charges. It's about whether the President has violated the Constitution, the law, or has committed serious misconduct. It is only when the law enforcement agencies, such as the Hawks, complete their investigations, and if they decide to lay charges against the President, it would only be at that point that the ANC step aside rule would kick in.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.